This is The Cube, where just seven games stand between you and £250,000. These games are simple, but when played inside The Cube, everything changes.
Do you think you can do it again?
I do.
Have you got what it takes to beat The Cube?
You need nerves of steel. So far, no one has succeeded. Could someone finally go all the way to win £250,000? Let's find out. Meet our first contestant.
How do you feel?
Good, yeah. It was a very cool walk, then.
Yeah.
You are Neil Parish. You're from where?
I'm from Croydon.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a martial art instructor and personal trainer.
Ah, that may come in very handy against The Cube.
Yeah.
Okay, who have you brought with you?
I've brought my dad, my mum, my son Dante, and my girlfriend Carly.
Welcome, all of you. Lovely
Thank
to
you.
See you. What makes you think you've got what it takes to beat The Cube?
Well, with my martial art background, I think that it's given me the focus to be able to achieve a lot of things.
Good. Well, we'd love you to beat it. It remains undefeated. Game one is for £1,000. You have 9 lives.
Okay.
And this is what's inside The Cube.
Configuration. A grid will show 12 individual numbers for 1 second each in a clockwise sequence starting in front of you. When the sequence is finished, one number will appear on the floor in front of you. You must locate where that number appeared on the grid. So, is your short-term memory sharp enough to succeed, Neil?
A brand new game. It's a memory game. How's your memory?
Yeah. Could do some improvements, but I'm sure that I can make those improvements while I'm in there. We'll see.
We'll see. You have got 9 lives. You've got your Simplify at this stage of the game. That means that if you find a game particularly difficult, you can make it easier, but you can only use that once.
Right.
The very best of luck. For the first time, enter the queue.
Thank you.
In. How does that feel?
I feel like I'm in a naughty box.
All you have to do is to remember the numbers.
Okay.
Very best of luck. You tell me when you're ready and the cube will start the game.
Thank you. Okay.
Cube, play the game. Where was the number 6? Oh dear.
Tricky.
Yeah?
You think you've got it, and then all of a sudden, blanks.
That's the one you've chosen?
Yep.
Is that number 6?
8 lives remaining.
Now you're going to get the same sequence, but a different number will flash up in front of you. Best of luck. If you're ready, tell me, and the cube will play the game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Cube, play the game. Number 2.
try this.
So you're committed to that corner one. Is that two? Oh, no!
Seven lives remaining.
Another life down to the cube. Dante, what do you think?
Let's try your best to remember.
He's absolutely right. You have a Simplify, of course. You could take that if you wanted to.
OK. I think I'm going to give it another go before I Simplify, huh? Yeah?
One more go?
Yeah.
Cube, play the game. Where's 11? Is that 11? Cube, is he right or has he lost another life?
Six lives remaining.
Think a bit longer because you knew where 11 was before. I saw you say it.
Yeah, I've just remembered what it's right there.
Well, it's too late now.
What do you think?
Go again.
Try again. Mum and Dad say one more go.
Okay. I'm going to try again.
Can try again?
Yeah.
Best of luck. Cube, play the game.
One, 11, 8 to 9, 6, 7, 10, 12, 5, 3, 4.
Cube, number 8.
Going well. Okay. So it must be 8. Yes. Okay.
You've done it, you committed. Cube, is that number 8? Thank goodness for that. Being inside can mess with your head.
Yes.
It doesn't matter because you have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Pendulum. Neil. You must swing the ball around the central shard, removing the target ball from its post. You will have to swing the ball in an arc to succeed, which is substantially more difficult to judge than a direct throw.
More up your street?
I think this is going to go over better.
Good. Yeah. Well, we'll find out right after the break.
You must swing the ball around the central shard, removing the target ball from its post. You will have to swing the ball in an arc to succeed, which is substantially more difficult to judge than a direct throw. With six lives and a Simplify remaining, Neil, how's your aim?
This has got to be your game.
Yes, sir.
Martial arts, a good eye, accuracy.
I'm confident about this one.
Well, you've got six lives remaining. You have got your Simplify, and the cube will now give you your trial run, which means that you can try a game out once before you play it. You can only use that once, though.
Right.
You know how it works. What are you going to do?
I'm going to go straight in there.
Straight in. He is straight in for £2,000. Best of luck. Enter the cube.
Thank you.
you want to pick up that pendulum.
Go when I'm ready?
You can go when you're ready.
Five lives remaining.
Not quite hard enough, but you've got a feel for it now. The cube's taken a life.
Okay. I'm gonna go straight for this.
Yep.
Dipped a bit there, so I've got to put a little bit more in it and give a bit more of an arc, I think.
That was pretty close.
Four lives remaining.
As you're looking from your perspective.
Not so good.
Is it very far off?
It doesn't look close. Aim level, but start it at the right height, because the string is going to be the right kind of length to take it to it.
OK. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Three lives remaining.
I don't believe that missed.
Seemed like the right idea, though.
Just not quite there.
What do you think?
You can do it on this one. Just make sure you've got the right height to begin with.
OK, I'm going to do it.
OK, good luck.
Two lives remaining.
I'm gonna have to simplify this, I think. Yeah?
You started too low and you took it too high, but yeah.
It's getting too close to that now.
Yeah, simplify.
Cube, please simplify the game.
The size of the target ball has been increased.
There we go. You got a bigger target. And that is sizably bigger.
Okay.
So if you'd like to pick up the pendulum. Very best of luck.
Thank
you.
Go
when you are ready.
One life remaining.
You're not starting high enough.
Was it too low?
From here, it looks too low.
This is a £2,000 swing here. Because this is your final life. You have to get this for £2,000.
Contestant defeated.
Wow. What a tough call. All nine lives in two games. That is the way it rolls sometimes. What a shame. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. It's a great opportunity still. So,
good. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you. You won't take anything away from it, but at least you did get to play the cube. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, everyone. There we are. Let's find out who's next to take on the cube. So you are Luke Turner from where?
Northampton.
How old are you?
22.
What do you do for a living?
I work in the building trade.
And who have you brought with you?
I've brought my mother, Ellen, my sister, Beth, and my girlfriend, Joanna.
Lovely to meet all of you. Do you think you've got what it takes to beat the cube?
I believe I have. I'm a very competitive person. Love any challenge thrown in front of me.
Well, you know how this works. Game one is for £1,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Stabilize. Luke, simply walk along the 3-meter beam without falling off. The game starts as soon as your second foot touches the beam, and you must finish with both feet in the end zone. Sounds simple, but keeping your balance under pressure may be harder than it seems.
Balancing for £1,000. Is that your sort of thing?
It is indeed. I like to think so.
You have 9 lives at this stage. The cube will give you a simplify. Good luck. Enter the cube.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
For £1,000, walk the beam. Some people do struggle, but not you. And you have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000, and this is what's inside the cube.
Focus. You will be shown the location of several red squares on the floor of the cube. You will then be distracted. When the floor goes black, you must place the marker on the exact location of the last red square that was shown to you. But can you focus, Luke, for £2,000?
You've seen this before.
I have seen this before, yeah.
What do you think?
This is one, obviously, I can't practice, but it looks a lot harder than the last one, I'd say.
You've got 9 lives, you've got your simplify. The cube will now give you a trial run.
I think, I'm going to go all in on this and...
Straight in?
Straight in.
Straight in for £2,000. Good luck, in you go. So it's just a big, empty floor.
Well, it's looking a little bit easier now I'm more over the top of it.
Well, the very best of luck. Cube, play the game. Go for it. Where was that square? Looks pretty good. Is he right, or has he lost the life? Lost. You are looking pretty cool, my friend. You have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Rebound. Luke, you must roll the ball down the beam so that it bounces off the cushion and comes to rest in the target zone. This game requires accurate judgment of force, but will you be able to gauge it correctly when playing for £10,000?
Judgment of distance, bit of physics, really.
Indeed, yeah. I need to see how big that space is, for starters.
Yeah.
I need to take in account that when it hits and rebounds, it's going to obviously come back less the speed, so it's all about doing that first go.
You have all 9 lives. You're at the £10,000 game. You have your trial run and you simplify. What are you going to do?
Well, I think go for it, yeah? Yeah, I'll definitely go for this one.
Straight in.
Straight in.
Here he goes again. Good luck. Enter the cube.
Thanks. It's like a snooker ball.
Are you happy with the feeling and the weight?
I'm happy with the weight. It depends on how bouncy the cushion is at the end.
Yeah. Go whenever you want to.
8 lives remaining.
That wasn't far off.
It wasn't, no. I got a good feel for it then.
Yeah, go for it again. Come on! And stop!
Yes!
Stop! Well. Once you get a feel for it, it makes it so much easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You have £10,000. For £20,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Structure. Using 21 blocks, you must replicate the structure that appears on the floor. You have just 20 seconds. The floor will flash red to indicate the start of the game. You'll be playing against the clock, and will need a steady hand, Luke. But will you be able to keep calm with £20,000 on the line?
You have got 8 lives, a trial run and a simplify on the £20,000 game. You could be a contender to beat this thing. Let's see how you do right after the break.
On the floor within 20 seconds. The floor will flash red to indicate the start of the game. Luke, you have 8 lives, a simplify and a trial run remaining. But how confident will you be when playing for £20,000?
£21 blocks in 20 seconds.
Averaging a second a block, really, so... It's just about keeping the speed, keeping the space. If I do them two together, I should be all right at this.
You have £10,000. What would £20,000 do for you?
Oh, that'd be holiday for the family, get us away.
You've got a little baby, haven't you?
10 and a half months now.
Ten and a half months. Marley,
that's the one. Yeah, and possibly small trust fund for Marley when he gets bigger as well.
So nice idea.
That'd be nice.
What are you going to do?
Let's see what they think.
Try and move more than one block at a time, because it's limited to 20 seconds. You've got less than a second per block. Don't panic.
Are you a panicker?
Guys, on inside here, but I like to keep calm on the outside.
So, inside, are you panicking?
It's a little bit, but on the outside, a little
Don't let it get into your head, because you have got it on the ropes at the moment. 8 lives, a trial run and a simplify. Mm. Are you going to take a trial run?
No chance, no. I think I'm going to go
straight
for this. Yeah.
Ooh. Straight in for £20,000. Best of luck, mate. Enter the queue.
Thank you.
Take a good look at that structure. Well, you certainly look calm on the outside. I don't know what your heart's doing on the inside, but don't let it get the better of you. You tell me when you're ready, and the cube will start the game by flashing the floor red.
Yeah, ready.
Cube, play the game.
Lives remaining.
Have a look at that shape that you are building and have a look at the one on the floor.
Yeah, I've missed out the middle blocks.
The minute you miss out any part of that structure, it's all over. You ready?
Yeah, I think I can do this.
Cue, play the game.
Remaining.
Your structure is now right, okay? That's what you're supposed to build. You still have your simplify if you need it.
Do the middle one, and then the others, and then build up from that, because then you'll have it solid in the middle.
And I the top one, you need to make it so it's halfway across the pillar,
yes.
So that you can rest the other side on.
Mm. Can you give it another go?
Definitely.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready, and the cube will play the game.
Yeah, ready.
Cue, play the game. Play.
Ten.
Gotta speed
five,
it up. You've gotta
four,
speed it up.
Three, two,
gotta speed
one.
It up.
Five lives remaining.
Got the right idea.
Yeah, it definitely worked better that time.
You do still have your simplify. You could use that.
I might give it one more attempt, definitely.
One more go?
Yeah, definitely.
Good luck. Tell me when you're ready.
Right, I'm ready.
Cue, play the game. Go! That's it. Nice and speedy. Nice and speedy. Oh!
Ten. Five, four, three, two, one. Four lives remaining.
The question is, can you do it? Or is it time to make it easier for you? Beth?
I think he should simplify it, because he's starting to panic now and he's getting shaky.
What are you going to do, Luke? This is a tough one. You have four lives remaining.
Yeah, I might simplify.
Let's find out what the simplify is. Q, please simplify the game.
The time you have to build the structure has been increased.
You've gone from 20 to 25 seconds. An extra 5 seconds. You'd have done the last one. Now you've got to stay calm. Give him a round of applause. Come on now. We want you to do this. £20,000. Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.
Cue, play the game.
Go. Five, four, three, two,
one. You have 0.3 of a second left. It doesn't get any closer than that. But you have £20,000. Game five is for £50,000. Sound good?
Yeah.
This is what's inside the cube.
Quick fire. A ball will be fired at you from the corner of the cube. You must catch it without stepping outside of the marked area. You may use both hands, but you must not drop the ball. With just half a second to react, you'll have to be quick, Luke. But can you be quick enough for £50,000?
The principle couldn't be easier. You catch a ball, you win £50,000.
I have got good reaction time, but it's just seeing the speed and height that I get shot out at.
It's £50,000. It's going to be quick. You've got four lives and you've got a trial run. If you don't use your trial run, then you are thinking about the 100.
What do you think, guys? Shall I use the trial?
I don't think it'll do you any favours. I think you've got really good reflexes, Luke. Really good reactions.
I think you can do it.
Yeah?
He's really good at catching.
I think I'm going to be brave and go for it.
You're in. The decision has been made. My goodness me, you are a brave, brave man. The next time you stand here will be with £50,000 or nothing. Enter the cube. Good luck. You can stand anywhere you like in that catching zone.
Well, I'm guessing the further I stand away,
The longer you've got to catch it.
That's the one. Right, I'm ready.
You ready? For £50,000, catch the ball, Luke. Cue. Play the game.
Lives remaining.
Right, I know where it gets fired at now.
Yeah.
Unless the angle changes, so.
You have three lives remaining. Three attempts at £50,000. Tell me when you're ready, and the cube will fire the ball.
Right, I'm ready.
Cube, fire the ball.
Destruction. You must throw the ball so that in a single shot it passes through all the panes of glass and smashes them. You must remain in the throwing zone. For £100,000, Luke, are you tempted?
This is a new game. You won't have seen this before. That is what stands between you and £100,000. Sounds wild, doesn't it?
It's an unbelievable amount of money.
Have a think about it. In fact, let's all just have a think about it. We'll be back after the break.
In a single shot, it passes through all the panes of glass and smashes them. You must remain in the throwing zone. For £100,000, Luke, are you tempted?
That is what stands between you and £100,000. So, £100,000, what are you going to do if you get £100,000?
I think I'd have to put a big deposit down on a house. Just the amount, it's just crazy.
Sort definitely of changes everything.
Oh, it does. I can't even think. It's a dream.
And that is what you have to do. The tricky thing is that if you don't do it, you lose £50,000. And that's the theme of the cube, it's all or nothing. You've got three lies and you've got your trial run, so you can give this a go. I'll tell you the statistic for this one. On average, it takes 4.2 lives. Now, you have three in a trial run, so you'd have to be just above average to do it. Oh, what are you going to do?
Let's see what they think.
The strength lad, you know that. He does weightlifting, so he's quite a strong lad.
I'd
say
a
trial run first.
Yeah, I'm going to do a trial.
Trial? Trial it. Good luck.
Yeah, cheers.
Anywhere you like in that shooting zone.
Obviously, getting close is the best way. Yeah. Just get low and make sure you throw it high to start off with. So
it has to pass through all five. So you can't crack the last one and it drops short. It's got to go through.
Right, I think I'm ready.
For real, you would have had £100,000. You've got to decide whether you can do that again. With the pressure that will come with knowing it is for £100,000 or nothing. You'll have three attempts. Can you do it? You have to talk to your team here about the decision you're about to make.
You've got three lives. Do you think you can do it again?
I do.
Go for it then, if you think you can do it.
I think you'll do it, love.
It's all down to me at the end of the day.
Are you gonna feel different when it's for real, though?
Yeah, I know.
So you have a big decision to make, a massive decision to make. What are you gonna do?
Go for it.
Decision made! You will play the £100,000 game. It will be for £100,000 or nothing.
Right, yeah.
Shall I go? Feeling all right?
Yeah.
Go for it. The best of luck. There isn't a single person watching this or in the audience or at home who doesn't want you to nail this, I'm sure. Go for it, mate. Just joined a very exclusive club. You are the fourth person that I can say you have £100,000. Game 7 is the jackpot. This is what's inside the cube.
Rebound. Luke for a quarter of £1 million. you must bounce the ball off the cushion so that it comes to rest in the target zone again. But this time, the target zone will be smaller than before. It's all or nothing. So, Luke, have you got what it takes to beat the Cube?
The Cube always brings back a game you've played before, but at a jackpot setting. So it's tempting you. You have three attempts. You have no trial run, you have no simplify. You've got £100,000. This would be for a quarter of a million. What are you thinking?
That I'd definitely have to be around the world cruise, definitely. It'd have to be swimming with the sharks for my girlfriend. She's always wanted to do the great white sharks, ain't you? And then I just want to give my sister and my mum whatever they could, to be honest, repay back some of the stuff they've given me.
Can you do it? Can you do it? No one has ever beaten the Cube.
Watch.
You're an absolute dapper at everything you do. I love you, I'm so proud of you. But take the money and think of Marley. It's too hard, Luke.
Helen?
It's a risk to take, isn't it? He wants to win the Cube, I know he does. And I kind of believe he would, in a way.
I'm going to kick myself either way, you know. If I went for it, I'd kick myself. If I lost. And then driving home, I'm more than happy with 100 grand, don't get me wrong, but I'd always have that in the back of my head, could I have done it?
All of the games are tested. They can all be done in one. You have three lives. What are you going to do?
Appreciate the offer, but I'm going to take the money.
There it is. The game that would have beaten the Cube. But what you do have is £100,000. You didn't beat the Cube, but you will take £100,000 from it. It's been a pleasure standing here beside you, mate. Well done. Round of applause for Luke, ladies and gentlemen. We got so, so very close. What will it take for that one person to take the step from the £100,000 to the £250,000 jackpot? Have you got what it takes to take that final step? Could you beat the Cube?
Next time on the Cube.
What a battle this has turned out to be.
I can definitely do it.
It looks like such a simple game as well.